Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching?
When I was hitting him with body punching, I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying a big group crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
So DPLC production.
Making women justice.
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition. Boxing is booming. Breaking news is dropping. Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin finalized their deal for September 15th. The rematch is on and official.
You're serious? You're serious?
Absolutely serious. It's finally done. Thank your lucky stars. You're not all, you know, wrapped up into social media and just watching the ridiculousness between the promoters back and forth, deadlines, going past the deadline, having us believe it's not on, telling us backup plans. We'll give you more details for this
big drama show
as it unveils. But let me head on out to the Hipster Hunter.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson.
From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
OMG. I am so excited.
Yes, hipsters here. Haters beware. And like Tyson Fury said, I'm excited. Like, we're allegedly, like, again, I'm not going to say we have it yet, because I don't know how many times we've had it's going to happen for either of the super fights we've had this year so far. Allegedly going to have this year so far. So I'm just going to say, yeah, it looks like we're having it. September 15th, Mexican Independence Day, Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, part two, Canelo versus Triple G. Shout out to Chivas, because we're probably going to be there live at the beer house. So make sure you pay attention to that in this sphere to where that live fight show can be. But yeah, call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to get your voice heard about this topic. I'm hyped. Like, this is one of, if not the best fight in the sport that could be made. So I'm hyped. Let's go.
Why so negative, Matt? Why so negative?
Well, me?
Yeah.
How am I negative?
I don't know, man. You just don't have that energy. You say your hype doesn't really sound genuine.
Because I don't know whether we have this yet or not.
Yeah, but why don't you know? I mean, it's being reported by everyone, promoters, you know, big time writers, that it's done. They've hammered it out. They got it done. Why are you still throwing, you know, speculation? Why are you still skeptical about it?
We don't have a press release. Until we get that press release, man, I don't care what Oscar tweets. I really don't care, man. He was doing countdowns for this noon thing. Like, it was going to be it. Noon was going to be the final deadline. Nothing was going to happen. Then now we're getting the fight, allegedly. And
they'd have tweets.
And also Triple G has a deal in place with Billy Joe Saunders on the side that just came out from Dan Rayfield. So if this doesn't work, you can always go back to that. And again, Triple G not even accepting the 42.5% made no sense. I don't know what to make of this fucking story and these two guys. Until I get that press release and see them in a press conference, I'm just going to say it's a fucking great fight, and I'm just going to be excited to see it. Hopefully we get it.
Well, let's just give the people some of the tweets that were in headlines that were going back and forth now for the last 10 hours or so. Oscar started it off with a tweet saying, "Tick tock, tick tock. If any fight freaks see at Triple G Boxing in Russia, perhaps you can lend him a pen." And he put hashtag, "Where is Triple G?" Next, we got a Boxing Scene article says Gennady Golovkin denies No, excuse me. Gennady declines. Gennady Golovkin declines Golden Boy's final offer for Canelo rematch.
You're serious?
And everybody's like, oh, wait a minute. 42? He doesn't want 42%? He really don't want 42%? And then another headline by Lance Pugmire of the LA Times. Gennady Golovkin at Triple G Boxing balls at deadline deal to fight Canelo.
Well, he meant to put Bach.
What?
He meant to put Bach, not ball. There's Bach. There's a second tweet that he obviously
corrected. Does box? So I see the second tweet there. Oops.
B A L K. You know.
And I also see our producer saying balls to box. So I should have picked up. Then another one is released. GGG Alvarez is still talking after deadline passes. So at this point, I'm like, you know, they're losing fans. I think now I want to know how many of you were in your workplace or, you know, wherever you were at receiving this news, or is it just us that are, you know, glued to the streets?
I don't know. I think our numbers haven't been great for Canelo shows, so I don't know. I don't know if there's...
You're thinking that they're losing some luster.
I think they're tired of this, just like I am. Like, they're tired of this literal, like, back and forth within this time frame of, what, 6 hours today, 12 hours today? It has been the personification of this entire buildup for this fight. Yes, it's on. No, it's not. Yes, it's on. No, it's not. We're going to fight Dos Anjos. No, we're not. We're going to fight Jacobs. No, we're not. Like, it's been that for months now.
The worst part is that it's announced. They have a date. Network, no venue.
Nope.
How do they not have a venue? How do they not know they're doing it in T-Mobile or not?
Well, I bet they do.
What are they waiting for?
I mean, it could be just like the AJ Wilder thing. Like, the offer is agreed to. They got to sign the contract still. You know, like, that. Maybe that's where we're at, where every party is in agreement with whatever split that they're getting, but there's still a contract to be signed, T's to be crossed, I's to be dotted, and lawyers to sign it off. So until that happens, we don't know.
So. Well, let me get these listeners to sign a verbal contract. The contract states, we shall do this show, and if you enjoy it, you'll sign on a dotted line and your signature will represent the thumbs up. So press it because it helps with the visibility of the show. So, I mean, look, there's not much more to report, Matt. Oscar De La Hoya stated that the rematch versus Canelo Alvarez and Triple G is on. They've agreed to the deal September 15th. We have a fight was the final, tweet. Then they put out a promotional video, right?
I didn't see a video. Was the actual promotion?
9 second one? No, it seems like a Golden Boy thing.
I don't know. It's ESPN. I see ESPN.
Okay. Nah, yeah, it's deal. It says Golden Boy at the bottom. Deal, no deal, and then it says deal. I mean, we have a deal. That's all that matters. I already talked to my Chivas crew. They know that there's a deal. Still some, details to be finalized, but we'll keep you guys updated. Obviously we're just reporting so that you know. Once tickets are out, we'll do another report. You know the number to call in if you want to voice your opinion on this topic, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline, or you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Remember, you can download Skype absolutely free on both Android and iPhone. And just add Nestor Gibbs to be part of the conversation. We're going to go out to our sponsors and get out to these callers.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Gary in Dallas, talk to me.
Yeah, I don't want to be a buzzkill because this is a good fight. I was just kind of hoping it didn't go through because I kind of feel like no matter who Triple G fights next, he's going to lose. And me personally, I'd rather it have been Charlo, which he would have had to take that fight, or he would have been stripped of the WBC. So, like, selfishly, I wanted this fight not to go through because I'd rather see Charlo knock him off than a guy who just got busted for drugs. It's kind of a bad look. for a guy who just popped 32, you know, being in the biggest fight of the year. So, I mean, he got
Gary, you're cutting up a lot there. Maybe go to a window or something. You're kind of a little bad right there. Give you a few seconds to correct that. Gary, how you doing now?
Is that better?
Yeah, is that better? Yep.
All right. I wanted to see the Charlo fight. And Triple G would have had to have taken that fight, or he would have been stripped of his WBC. So I was kind of rooting for the Canelo fight to fall apart, because I'd rather see Charlo dethrone Golovkin than a guy who just tested dirty. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad look. Because I think Canelo's going to win. I think Triple G will win the first fight, but I think Canelo's going to win the second fight. It's not a great look for the biggest star in the sport to win after he just tested dirty. So I was rooting for a Charlo fight instead. So I was rooting for this fight not to be made. But it's a good thing that we got it.
Well, all right, Gary.
That's really all I got.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Really quick, just want to remind you guys, this is a fan-driven show, so your support is always appreciated. Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Or
it is hard to continue developing new content and covering the sport as thorough as we do without contributions from loyal listeners like you. If you enjoyed listening to The Boxing Voice Radio and find it informative and entertaining, please consider making a donation.
We're going out to the 214. Looks like more Texas. 214-284. First time caller. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Boxing Voice?
First time caller.
Hey, this is Adrian. I've called before, guys.
Adrian, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, man, I'm really hyped, man. I'm so excited. Just want to let y'all know, man, this is going to make my September. I knew they were going to make this fight, man. There's no way that GGG was going to fight Charlo. And, you know, I mean, IBF did him a big favor. They're going to lose a lot of money. Canelo, you know what he says, man. He don't care about stress, man. Even though WBC has been trying to, like, you know, trying to get a little sneaky with him and shit, trying to say everything's good with the drug and all that crap. But I'm excited, man. Dallas, we're going to be firing it up, man, especially with this Spence fight right here, baby, Saturday.
Well, Adrian, thank you for calling in, my friend.
Yeah.
We appreciate the support as always. Remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and the backup channel at youtube.com/NesterGibbs. Remember, hitting the thumbs up is always appreciated. I'm doing it right now. Turned it to 67. Matt, do your due. Let's get the rest of the public to do their due. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend. TBV is here. I think this is our third show today. We're cranking them out as the news drops. You don't want to miss one. So hit that notification bell so you could get one. Final thoughts are, obviously, I am excited that this is happening. I need a definitive answer. Hopefully, we will be at the next fight and doing another live fight party. So subscribe. Follow us on all forms of social media to stay up to date. Check me out on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO Matt.
I'm Matt. You can find my Matt on all platforms. Peace.
Short and sweet. Arrivederci.